In southern Oregon's high desert, an ancient lake attracts water birds from around the world. But now this prized wetland is in danger of disappearing. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Emily Cureton Cook reports.
Cool, clean water bubbles up from the ground about 80 miles from where the borders of Oregon, Nevada, and California meet. This groundwater is the lifeblood of Summer Lake Wildlife Area. The 19,000-acre public preserve hosts millions of migratory birds annually.
We're right here in the Pacific Flyway. These are the main pathways that birds move north and south across North America.
Biologist Marty St. Louis was an Oregon State wildlife manager here for more than 30 years.
Those are tundra swans.
Tundra swans.
They used to be called whistling swans.
Now here's a pair of sandhill cranes. They're just letting you know. And do you see this white out here? Snow geese. 10 to 15,000 of them.
Without groundwater, all this would go silent. State records show the springs feeding the lake have been steadily declining ever since people started pumping groundwater to nearby hay farms. State scientists have long believed that agriculture would eventually dry out the springs.
That got my attention.
Lisa Brown is an environmental advocate and an attorney for the nonprofit Water Watch.
It's alarming that we have a plan in place in Oregon to basically dry up Summer Lake.
That's just the nature of groundwater hydrology.
Doug Woodcock is a deputy director at the Oregon Water Resources Department.
The department does have a charge to manage the area sustainably, and as we can get to it, we will.
But the water department still hasn't defined what reasonably stable groundwater levels are, even though a law saying it had to was passed in the 1950s. And state policies don't consider the effects of human-caused climate change. Dan Jansen is a hay farmer near Summer Lake who wants to conserve more water voluntarily and avoid a crackdown on his water rights.
If we get cut back here, it's going to be devastating. I mean, this will be a ghost town. Nothing but blowing sand here.
These intense winds and extreme temperatures batter his home in Christmas Valley, Oregon, where few crops will grow. But the harsh conditions are part of what makes alfalfa hay actually thrive.
This is the best climate, probably in the world, for this crop.
Jansen says the international demand is strong, especially from buyers in Asia.
And now we're starting to get a lot of Middle East countries that are buying because they don't have any water to grow it.
Long before Oregon created a wildlife area or hay farm sprouted up around it, northern Paiute people have lived, hunted, and fished at the lake.
Our people have always utilized that area, and it has spiritual significance.
Wilson Wiwa is a northern Paiute historian.
So if anybody has a right to the land and its resources, it's Native people.
But the state allows farmers to take more and more water, which leaves Wiwa asking,
how much is enough?
He worries that unless Oregon's water managers change course, in just a few decades, a supply that's been stable for millennia could be lost forever. For NPR News, I'm Emily Cureton Cook in Summer Lake, Oregon.